praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy. We thank you for your blessings upon our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your favor upon us. Thank you for how you have destroyed limitations that have limited us for years. Thank you, Father. Thank you for battles that were stronger than ours, that you have fought for us and have given us victories. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for how you make impossible things possible unto us. Thank you for breakthroughs and miracles your mighty hand has performed in our lives and situations. Thank you for your covenant that you have established with us, your covenant of faithfulness. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for helping us in those moments we appear to be helpless. Thank you for defending us in places we could not defend ourselves. Thank you, Lord, for the strength you have placed inside of us to do what is right in your sight. Thank you for the strength to pray and to prevail. Thank you, Father. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your interventions we have received during this fasting season. We thank you for how you have answered our prayers. We thank you for giving us progress. We thank you, Lord, for destroying delays and stagnation in our lives. Thank you for destroying poverty and hardship and suffering and reproach in our lives. Thank you for glorifying your name. Thank you for glorifying yourself in our lives. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for how you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. We thank you for how your spiritual gifts are now manifesting through us. Thank you, Father. I ask, O God, that as we spend time with you in your presence, even as we begin to pray right now, visit us again. Help us again. Bless us again. Touch us from heaven. Do your mighty works in our lives and situations. Perform great wonders in our lives, so that your name can be preached through our lives. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I believe that the Lord whom you have seek will help you. You will find him because you are seeking him. In Jesus' name. We're going to take some worship songs, and after that we will go into the prayers. You are the mighty God, great I am. Alleluia, alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come down, oh Lord, and manifest your power. 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 Come down, Savior, manifest your power. Come down, oh Lord, and manifest your power. Come down, we need you, Lord. Manifest your power. Come down, oh Lord, and manifest your power. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions. They fill not as thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning. New mercies I see. All I have needed, I have provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we can. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength. With love and strength. for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. Jesus, He's the answer for our today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for our world today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Be magnified, O Lord. You are highly exalted, and there is nothing you can't do, oh Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified.
Be magnified, Lord Jesus.
Be magnified, oh Lord. You are highly exalted. And there is nothing you can't do. There is nothing you can't do. Oh Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified. Oh Lord. Be magnified. Have your way, Lord. Have your way.
Have your way.
Have your way, Lord. Jesus, have your way. King of Israel, have your way, Lord. Have your way.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord. Have your way. In our midst, have your way, Lord. In this hour, have your way. As we pray, have your way, Lord. Jesus, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way, Lord. Have your way.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord. Have your way. You are Lord.
You are Lord.
You are Lord. Amen. You have risen from
from the dead. You are Lord. Jesus, you are Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, you are Lord, you are Lord. Jesus, you are Lord. You are Lord. Amen. You have risen from the dead. You are Lord. Jesus, you are Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him. Begin to praise Him. Worship His majesty. Exalt Him. Glorify Him. Magnify Him. Worship the God of heaven and the earth. Worship the God of heaven and the earth. Worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Hosts, the Lord of Lords, the Most High God. Begin to worship Him. Begin to worship Him. Begin to worship Him. King of the universe, we worship You. Lord of Hosts, we worship You. Miracle worker, mountain mover, way maker, mighty healer, mighty deliverer, mighty savior, the mighty man of war. We worship You, El Shaddai. We worship You, El Elyon. We worship You, Jehovah Nissi. We worship You, Jehovah Rapha. We worship You, Father. There is none greater than You. There is none higher than You. There is none stronger than You. You are forever lifted, forever praised, forever adored, forever worshipped. You are the Almighty God. We praise You, Father. There is nothing You can't do. There is nothing impossible with You. There is nothing, Father. Only You give life. We worship You, Father. No one can save the way You save. No one can heal the way You heal. No one can love the way You love. No one can help the way You help. We worship You, Father. No one can redeem us the way You have redeemed us. We worship You, Father. No one can bless the way You bless. Thank You for everything You have done. Thank You for everything You're doing. Thank You for everything You will do. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given Him worship and praises and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. I want you to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, all things work together for my good. Say, Father, thank You for making all things work together for my good. For everything that is happening in my life right now
is working together for my good. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to thank Him like that. Say, Father, thank You for making all things work together for my good. Say, Father, thank You because everything happening in my life are working together for my good. Everything in my life, everyone in my life, they are working together for my good. Every situation, every event, they are working together for my good. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father, for everything is working together for my good. Thank You, Jesus, for everything is working together for my good. Everything in my life, everything in my environment, everything in my situations. Thank You, Lord. Everything in my family, everything in my country, in my nation, everything in my community are working together for my good. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, give me a heart that praises You above everything the enemy is doing in my life and in this world. You're going to say, Father, give me a heart that praises You above everything the enemy is doing against me and everything the enemy is doing against my generation. Give me a heart that praises You above them all. Open your mouth and talk to God like that. Talk to God like that. Say, Father, give me a heart that lifts You up. Give me a heart that glorifies You. Give me a heart that magnifies You above everything that darkness is doing against my life, above everything that darkness is doing in my generation. Oh Lord, give me a heart that magnifies You above the works of the enemy, above all the oppressions of the enemy. Give me a heart that praises You above all that the enemy is doing in my life, against my life, and against my generation. Give me a heart that praises You. Give me a heart that does not consider the things the enemy is doing as success. Give me a heart that does not consider the works of the enemy as victorious. Give me a heart that lifts You up above all that the enemy has done and are doing in the name of Jesus. Give me a heart that lifts You up. Give me a heart that magnifies You above all that the enemy is doing in my life, in my situations, in my generation. Give me a heart that lifts You up above all that the kingdom of darkness are doing in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Father. In we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are also going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me eyes that sees brightly in thick darkness. You're going to say, Father, give me eyes that sees clearly and brightly in thick darkness, in the thickest of darkness. Give me eyes that sees clearly and brightly in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, give me eyes. Give me eyes that sees clearly and brightly in the thickest of darkness. Give me eyes that sees clearly and brightly in thick darkness. Give me eyes, O God. Give me eyes, O God, that sees what is happening in the thickest of darkness. The eyes that will help me to see clearly what is happening in the most hidden places. Give me eyes, O God. Give me eyes, O God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? You're going to say, Father, my life is available. Use me to give hope to the hopeless. Use me to offer help to the helpless. Say, Father, my life is available. Use me to give hope to the hopeless. Use me to offer help to the helpless. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, my life is available. Say, Father, my life is available. Use me to give hope to the hopeless. Use me to offer help to the helpless. Use me as a solution to the problems in my generation. Use me, O God. Use me, O God. Use me, O God. Thank you, Lord. Use me, Father. Use me, Father. My life is available. Use me, Father. My life is available. Use me, Father. My life is available. Use me, Father. Use me to give hope to the hopeless. Use me to offer help to the helpless. Use me as a solution to the problems in my generation. Use me to become a blessing to my generation. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, strengthen my spirit to be able to draw great revelations from your spirit. You're going to say, Father, strengthen my spirit to be able to draw great revelations, great wealths of wisdom, great wealths of revelations, great wealths of knowledge, great wealths of understanding. Strengthen my spirit to be able to draw great revelations from you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, strengthen my spirit. Strengthen my spirit. Strengthen my spirit. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Place your right hand on your head. Say, Father, strengthen my spirit. Strengthen my spirit to be able to draw great revelations from you. Strengthen my spirit to be able to draw truths from you. Strengthen my spirit to be able to draw light from you. Strengthen my spirit to be able to draw grace from you. Strengthen my spirit to be able to draw understanding from you. Strengthen my spirit, O God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen my spirit, O God, to be able to draw understanding of mysteries from within you. Strengthen my spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, turn my shame into great honor. Turn my shame into great honor, that your name may be praised through my life, that your name may be praised in my life. Turn my shame into great honor. Begin to pray like that. Turn my shame, O God, into great honor. Turn my shame, O God, into great honor. Turn my shame, O God, into great honor. Turn my shame, O God, into great honor, that your name may be preached through my life, that your name may be preached through my situations, that your name may be preached through my calling and destiny. Turn my shame into great honor in the name of Jesus. Turn my shame into great honor. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, manifest your solutions and helps from the midst of difficult problems appearing in my life. You're going to say, Father, manifest your solutions and helps from the midst of difficult problems that surrounds my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, manifest your solutions and helps from the midst of difficult problems appearing in my life. Manifest your solutions. Manifest your helps. Manifest your solutions. Manifest your helps. Manifest your solutions. Manifest your helps from the midst of problems appearing in my life, calling, and destiny. Manifest your solution from the midst of them and make the problems disappear forever. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, I come against every attack of the enemy that that is causing me to be weak spiritually, be wasted by the fire of God. You're going to say, I come against every attack of the enemy, causing me to be weak spiritually, be wasted by the fire of God. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. I come against every attack of the enemy, causing spiritual weakness in me, causing me to be weak spiritually, be wasted by the fire of God, be wasted by the fire of God, be wasted by the fire of God. Every witchcraft attack, demonic attack, marine spirit attack, serpentine spirit attack, every attack from the second heaven, every attack from principalities and powers of darkness, causing me to be weak spiritually, be wasted by the fire of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, be wasted by the fire of God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the sword of the Lord cut off every demonic hand putting poisons in the things I eat and drink. You're going to say, let the sword of the Lord cut off every hand of darkness injecting poisons in the things I eat and drink. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Hilehadeke shesasara, nideshidebataraga, let the sword of the Lord cut in pieces every hand of darkness injecting poisons into what I eat and drink on daily basis. Every invisible hand injecting poison into what I eat and drink, let the sword of the Lord cut them in pieces right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus, every demonic hand, invisible hand of darkness, injecting poisons into what I eat and drink on daily basis, sword of the Lord, cut them in pieces right now. In the name of Jesus, cut them in pieces. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. 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 You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall from the throne of God and destroy battles of darkness, delay the manifestation of good things in my life. You're going to say, let fire fall from the throne of God and destroy battles of darkness, delay the manifestation of good things in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Dihetekeshisan halashinabala. Ginyan dehasushenevala. Hash the tena testesehuta. Thank you, Lord. Say, let fire fall from the throne of God and consume every battle of darkness. delaying the manifestation of good things in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every seed of sickness and disease in me. That is there to limit my manifestation in destiny. See, fire of God destroy every seed of sickness and disease in me. Now, you need to understand that there's some sickness that shows up when you are now about to start, you know, fulfilling destiny. That is when they show up. When, you know, when it is time for you to succeed, so they don't want you to have good health anymore, because they know they can't stop you from succeeding, then they don't want you to enjoy the success in good health. Something like that. Yeah, so the sickness might not be showing now. Yeah, that's why I said seed of sickness. Yeah, you might not see the sickness now, but the seed has been sown. Yeah, so you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every seed of sickness and disease in me that is present to hinder my manifestation and destiny. To limit my manifestation in destiny. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every seed of sickness and disease present in my body, present in my blood, present in the organs of my body, present in the cells of my body, to stop the fulfillment of my destiny. Thank you, Lord. To stop my manifestation in destiny. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Legende katasa siarashda. Nidhiyana tashya gadishviya. Right now, in the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Every sickness that is hiding in me, waiting to appear at the time of fulfillment of my destiny. Waiting to appear at the time of the manifestation of my destiny. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray? Yeah. That appears in your life when you are busy doing spiritual exercises, like the fasting we are doing now. Yeah, is not a normal sickness, is of the devil. Why is it when you want to do spiritual exercises, why is it that time you start getting weak? Why is it that time you start getting sick? So you're going to pray. You're going to say, every seed of sickness in me, present to hinder me from doing spiritual exercises, come out in the name of Jesus. You're going to say, every seed of sickness and weakness in me, present to stop me from doing spiritual exercises that will change my life, come out in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, every seed of sickness and weakness in me, in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, present to stop me from getting committed and dedicated to spiritual exercises, come out right now. In the name of Jesus, come out right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire to possess my possessions. You're going to say, I receive fire and power and authority to possess my possessions. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I receive fire. I receive power. I receive fire. I receive power. I receive fire. I receive power to possess my possessions. In the name of Jesus, I receive fire now. I receive power now. I receive authority now to possess my possessions. In the name of Jesus, I receive fire. I receive power. I receive fire. I receive power. I receive fire. I receive power. I receive fire. Thank you, Lord. I receive power to possess my possessions. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, I receive fire. Say, I receive power. Say, I receive fire. Say, I receive power to possess my possessions in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, let your wind of change blow upon my life and environment. You're going to say, Father, let your wind of change blow upon my life and environment until everything in my life change for my good. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your wind of change blow now, blow now, blow now upon my life, upon my environment. Your wind of change, your wind of change, let it blow upon my life, upon my career, upon my destiny. Let your wind of change blow now. Thank you, Lord. until everything in my life change for my good. Let your wind of change continue to blow. Let your wind of change continue to blow until everything in my life change for my good. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let every negative utterance that have been spoken into my life be cancelled right now. In the name of Jesus, every negative utterance that have been spoken into my life, let them be cancelled right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Bible says, who is it that speaks and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? Say in the name of Jesus, every negative utterance that has been spoken into my life, be cancelled in the name of Jesus. Be cancelled right now. Be cancelled right now. Every negative utterance that have been spoken into my life from childhood, be scattered, be cancelled right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Be cancelled right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I receive grace to trust in God and not in man. I receive grace to stop looking at where my help cannot come from. I receive grace to trust in God, to depend on God, and not in man, and not on the systems of men. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Say, I receive grace to trust in God and not in man. I receive grace to look unto God and not unto man. I receive grace to depend on God and not on the systems of men and not on the systems of this world. I receive grace to stop looking for help where help cannot come from. I receive grace right now. I receive grace right now to depend only on the Lord for my helps and needs. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to trust only in the Lord for my helps and needs. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I receive grace to stop looking at where help cannot be found. Help me, Lord, to trust in you fully, solely, and completely. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are. Yeah, we're going to pray five more prayer points before we round up the session. You're going to pray. You're going to stretch down your hand towards the ground. Stretch down your hand towards the ground. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I channel the blood of Jesus to destroy every territorial curse or environmental curse that is blocking my blessings from reaching me. You're going to say, I channel the blood of Jesus to destroy every territorial curse that is blocking my blessings from reaching me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Lijedeke tasu sashinia. Lehane tashi sedeke tabalala. Nahana gashe susiele shinanarila. Begin to say, I channel the blood of Jesus to destroy every territorial curse on the land I am dwelling, on the land I am living, that is blocking my blessings from reaching me. I channel the blood of Jesus to destroy every environmental curse in the place I am living, in the community I am living, in the city I am living, in the nation I am living, that is blocking my blessings from reaching me. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, by the intervention of God's angels, let my blood be removed from the bloodline of failures and oppression in my father's house, in my mother's house. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, by the intervention of God's angels, let my life, my blood, be removed from the bloodline of failures, sufferings, poverty, an oppression that is prevailing in my father's house and mother's house. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. The bloodline of slavery prevailing in my father's lineage and my mother's lineage, let my own blood be removed from that bloodline. By the intervention of God's angels, the Jedekaros of Sion of Hashida, and the Tashasana had Helenestria, by the intervention of God's angels, let my blood line, and let my blood be disconnected, be removed from the bloodline of sorrow and sufferings and failures and slavery. in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your grace be sufficient for me. I'm going to say, Father, let your grace be sufficient for me. That I may celebrate victories. Let your grace be sufficient for me. As I go through this journey, this fasting journey, let your grace be sufficient for me. I want to celebrate victims. I want to celebrate breakthroughs. Lord, make your grace sufficient for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, make your grace sufficient for me. Make your grace sufficient for me. Make your grace sufficient for me. As I go through this fasting journey, make it easy for me. Because I want to celebrate victories. I want to celebrate victories. I want to celebrate victories. Lord, make this fasting journey easy for me. Make your grace sufficient for me. Make your grace sufficient for me. Help me to do this exercise as it should be done. Make your grace sufficient for me to pray as I should pray in this fasting journey. Make your grace sufficient for me to do everything that needs to be done before the end of this fast. Make your grace sufficient for me, because I want to celebrate victories. Help me, O God. Help me to do this exercise correctly. Help me to follow the instructions correctly, properly. Help me to pray correctly, because I want to celebrate victories. I want to celebrate breakthroughs. Help me, O God, to do all things well, to do all things perfect in this fasting journey. Make your grace sufficient for me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open doors for me to get the right opportunities that will put me in the place of establishment you want me to be. If it's the Father, open doors that will give me the right opportunities. Opportunities that will put me in the place of establishment you want me to climb to. Open doors for me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Doors that will bring in right opportunities. Opportunities that I need to rise to the place of establishment. Open those doors for me. Open those doors for me. Create such connections. There's another way to put it. Create connections. Connections with people that will bring me the right opportunities that I need to rise to the place of establishment. Oh Lord, open doors for me. Create those connections. Create those connections. Create those connections. Connect me with the right people that will bring right opportunities into my life for me to rise to the place of establishment. In the name of Jesus, open doors, Father. Open those doors unto me. In the name of Jesus, doors that will channel opportunities into my life. Thank you, Lord. Opportunities that I need to rise to the place of establishment. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, fill me with your fear. Fill me with the fear of you. So that I will take heed and overcome temptations. So that I will be watchful and not fall into temptations. Say, Father, fill me with the fear of you that will make me to be careful and watchful and not fall into temptations. You don't have to fall into sin. You don't have to. Yeah, you don't have to. You can live without sin. If it's not possible, Jesus wouldn't have died. There would be no reason for him to die. If it's not possible for you to live without sin, there will be no reason for Jesus to come to this world. Yeah. Say, Father, fill me with the fear of you so that I will take heed and not fall into temptations, so that I will resist sin and not fall into temptations. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. You don't have to fall into sin and then be asking for forgiveness. You can do without sin. You can. It is possible. very possible. Say, oh Lord, help me. Fill me with the fear of you. Fill me with the fear of you, so that I would take heed and not fall into temptations, so that I will be watchful and careful and not fall into temptations. Fill me with the fear of you. Fill me with the fear of you, that in my thoughts I do not sin, that in my words I do not sin, that in my actions I do not sin. Fill me with the fear of you. The fear of God is a strong remedy for sin. For sinning, a strong remedy for sinning. Say, Lord, fill me with the fear of you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of glory, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for battles you have fought for us and have conquered. Thank you, Lord, for how you have put smiles on our faces. Thank you for how you have surprised us with miracles. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that is prevailing in us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that is guiding and correcting us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that is making this fasting journey easy. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I stand in the gap to pray for your children, for your people, for everyone hearing my voice right now. I ask, oh Lord, that you visit each and every one. Great and glorious visitation from you that would change their lives. Oh Lord, visit them now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that henceforth, whatsoever you lay your hands upon shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, the Lord shall satisfy your needs, and you will have too much to count. In the name of Jesus, the Lord shall put his favor on your life, and everyone that sees you shall help you. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of God shall speak for you. The mercy of God shall terminate judgments in your life. The mercy of God shall terminate curses in your life. In the name of Jesus, breakthroughs shall begin to happen in your life from today. You shall fight the enemy and you shall win in the name of Jesus. Battles that you have not been able to win for a long time, I decree that you win in this month. In the name of Jesus. The Almighty God shall subdue your enemies under your feet in the name of Jesus. You shall trample your enemies under your feet, and you shall utterly destroy them in the name of Jesus. begin to rise above limitations. Begin to succeed with speed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.